Book 1. The Dream.
Chapter 1. It is said that in the hungry land of ice and snow, from whence he came, the beast was known and feared by the names he had taken. Foxwolf, the Urgan Nagaru. He and his mate Silvermord commanded a vast horde of savage grey rats. They ravaged the Northlands unopposed. Tundra, forest and mountain lay under the claws of Nagaru and his vixen. But the Foxwolf knew there was one enemy he could never defeat, one foe more ruthless than any living thing. Winter. Snow, ice, howling blizzards and famine were the real rulers of the country he had despoiled. A bone-chilling starkness that conquered all. Nagaru and Silvermord were forced to yield, realizing that starvation and death stalked the country they had stripped bare. So it was that Nagaru took Silvermord and all the horde in three great ships to search for the sun. Those were the dangerous seasons. Battered across dark, roaring seas they went, narrowly dodging huge floating ice mountains, the ship's sails and riggings frozen stiff with rimy spray. Sometimes they lay becalmed in ghostly latitudes, wreathed in spectral mists, with the waters beneath them still and fathomless. Completely lost, the Foxwolf ploughed onward, driven across trackless wastes, where no vessel's bow had ever cut spray, avoiding leviathans of the deep and shoals of unnamed sea beasts. Strange, hostile waters closed over the wake as the weary convoy sailed deeper into the unknown. Then one morning, the lookout saw that the seas were gentler. Small fish swam playfully alongside the wave-scoured hulls, and the weather turned fair. Gazing upward, the eyes of Foxwolf beheld fleecy white clouds with sun peeping between them. Looking out to the horizon, he saw the thin green-brown line of land. The Foxwolf threw back his head and howled triumphantly. He had defeated the wide wintry seas. Silvermore joined him on deck, and together they bayed their defiance at the blue spring sky. Roaring and screeching, the grey rat horde thronged decks and rigging to cheer their leaders. It was a curious sight. Three big battered ships swarming with thin wild-eyed creatures, tattered sails flapping above creaking decks as they rolled the ingoing swell towards shore. And so it was that Urgan Nagaru came to the far south. The land lay like a dream out of time under the spell of early spring. Southward, a soft, peaceful region, a plenty that had never felt the cruel breath of war. Stowing the three ships up a heavily wooded creek, Nagaru waded ashore with Silvermord and their ragged, murderous followers. Lean from hunger and privation, eager for loot and conquest, they pressed hurriedly inland. The time of the Foxwolf had come to Southward.